Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The hair of a widow or an old woman. Ummul Mukminin Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to cut their hair so short that it should only extend as far as the neck. Note, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's pure wives only adopted this practice after his demise. Long hair is a sign of beauty of a woman, and they were not needed for adorning themselves any longer, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had departed from this transitory abode. They did not cut their hair to make themselves prettier. Rather, short hair was considered a defect in a woman in those times. Allama Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has written that their cutting their hair was due to abandoning beauty and adornment, and due to the fact that they no longer required long hair as Nabi sallallahu alayhi had passed away. Note, it would be permissible for an old, unmarried or widowed woman shortens her hair in order to decrease her beauty and appeal. Qadi Iyaz, Imam Nawawi and Allama Shabir Uthmani rahimahullah ta'ala have affirmed this. However, it should not resemble any fashion, nor should it be so short that it resembles men's hair. However, it is haram for young girls and other women to shorten their hair, as they are controlled by the dictates of fashion. Women are in fact absolutely forbidden from trimming or cutting their hair. This hadith is an exception to the above injunction and cannot be regarded as the general rule. Only a very old woman or an aged widow may benefit from the above hadith. Women are prohibited from trimming or shortening their hair. Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade from shaving their heads. Note, women are prohibited from cutting, trimming or shaving their hair. However, if a woman is afflicted with any illness or disease, and this would be relieved by pain of lessening the hair, it would be permissible for her to do so. This is only a concession, and no other reason is regarded to be valid. It is also prohibited her to straighten the hair at the back. Certain latter-day jurists allow the straightening of the hair in the back. Long hair is the natural beauty of a woman. Altering the design of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would be an offense and an insult to her natural beauty. The author of Nisbatul Istihab, Allama Sunami rahimahullah, writes that it is not permissible for a woman to trim or cut their hair. A narration reported by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade women from growing their hair in the length of a jamma, that is, hair that flow till the shoulders. Note, even though it is wajib to obey the husband, this obedience will not supersede the obedience of Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala. Hence, a woman may not act according to the whims of a husband when the limits of Allah ta'ala will be transgressed. Trimming their hair on the basis that they may grow full or longer is also not acceptable. Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa hamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.